It's time to start promoting a cause.
Halifax Cycling Coalition formed in 2007. Its current executive director, Rachel Lynn, spent some time with me to tell me about what they do, why they do it, and what their long-term plans are to make Halifax a more cycle-friendly city. I bring you that conversation now on Promoting a Cause.
Explain to the listeners what exactly it is that your organization does.
Sure, yeah. So the Halifax Cycling Coalition is a nonprofit that educates the public on cycling safety, tips for cycling, and we advocate for improved cycling conditions in the Halifax Regional Municipality. So the coalition was formed in 2007 after an unfortunate accident on Barrington Street, and since then we've just been trying to advocate for improved infrastructure throughout HRM and educate the public on what we can do and how we can lobby the government to improve our infrastructure. So we host a lot of events and campaigns in order to do our work. So yeah, that's mostly our main goal of the organization. But based on current issues, we're always kind of changing what our focus really needs to be with the city in present times.
What is the current focus?
So recently, we just did some work with the Cogswell redevelopment. So the Cogswell district is the main district down by the waterfront that connects multiple parts of the city, the north and the south end, as well as important east-west connection. And now they're currently redeveloping it into a complete streets approach, which is kind of a holistic approach to the streets that includes infrastructure for all modes of transportation, pedestrians, cyclists, transit, and cars. So yeah, they actually just approved the 90% design plan. So we were part of a coalition of a couple different organizations advocating for, including a lot of public engagement in this process and really bringing our values across. So for us, we really wanted a lot of protected bike lanes in the district and keeping it more pedestrian oriented. So really excited to see that go through and be involved in the process as it goes along.
I've noticed in the years that I've lived here an increase in the bike lanes, and obviously your group has had a significant impact in that. But that's not the only area of safety and advocacy that's needed and that you guys do.
Bike lanes are extremely important in the city for both the bikes and the cars because it's a shared responsibility from both sides. But yeah, we also just advocate for safety in general, bike accessories, so bike helmets, bike lights. You want to make sure you're properly prepared if you're going out to cycle. And then there's also just comfortability. We work on educating people on how to cycle if people aren't aware. And we also do a bit of research on cycling. We're mainly focused on just getting awareness out there that there is a community of cyclists in the HRM.
So cycling is a little bit more complicated than just straddling a bike or finding your way onto a trike and pedaling.
Yeah.
What's the right way to ride?
I think it really depends on the person you are and your capabilities, but you just want to make sure you're going into it prepared and confident, because the last thing you want to do, especially in Halifax, considering our slight lack of infrastructure, is get out there and not be aware of what the conditions are, what you're getting yourself into. So you just want to make sure you have a bike that's properly tuned up and ready to go. And if you don't have prior experience cycling, you're going to want to go maybe to a lesson or a course, which we do offer throughout the spring and summer, our intro to urban cycling courses. So those are for people who are interested in riding. So we'll be offering those throughout the summer if people are interested. But yeah, it's really just take it at your own pace. And if you're just a recreational cycler, then it can be a bit different than commuting, because commuting is an everyday activity.
When will you be offering these particular courses, and how can people get involved?
I'm trying to do every other Saturday throughout the summer, but we'll keep them up to date on our website, www.cyclehalifax.ca. Do some lunch and learns as well, where people can contact us if they're interested in learning about cycling, and we can kind of do a little in between your work hour, lunch, and learn about cycling in Halifax.
What about the research component that your organization is a part of?
Research isn't our main focus, but we have done research in the past, and we're actually looking to expand it. So we've actually just started a research committee, which we're really excited to do. And we're actually asking people from the public if they're interested in joining. We'd love to have more opinions and backgrounds and expertise. We did, last summer, we did some intercept surveys, which are surveys of streets where bike lanes are going to be implemented. So for that, we did South Park Street, which a protected bike lane is hopefully being constructed this summer, which is very exciting. So those surveys were asking people, you know, the purpose of their visit, do you think a protected bike lane would be beneficial? And then we use this data to compare once the bike lane has been implemented, the success of it. So we've done research like that. There's been some research on bike shares in Halifax, research on the effectiveness of protected bike lanes, but really looking to maybe expand this and share it more broadly with our membership.
What are the future plans for the coalition?
To really create a bike-friendly city for Halifax, to have a network that is for all ages and abilities, which we're making a lot of progress on with the integrated mobility plan that came out in 2017. So funding has gone through for this year's capital budget, so we're hoping that some of those lanes will be going in the next coming years, and we're just going to continue to advocate until we really create a bike-friendly city and people are aware of the cycling community and the work that we do.
You talked about what's happening down around Cogswell, but there's mm-hmm. a lot of other areas that need work and need you to stay on top of the people doing the work in order to ensure that it gets done. So what are the key areas?
Everywhere deserves the attention. It's just not getting the attention that it deserves. So we're really just focusing on HRM as a whole. And when projects pop up, like South Park Street is up and coming, and there's a Midtown Bikeway Connector project that might be moving along. So as the projects kind of arise, we're there ready to advocate for our values and our members' values in the public. So it is guaranteed that you will get people out there if you build the infrastructure, and they'll be getting it back in return for hopefully transitioning a bunch of people to more active modes of transportation rather than, you know, road upkeep and all that maintenance.
What are some of the common mistakes that less experienced riders make?
I think sometimes less experienced riders, they might not be aware of bicycling signals. So you can do some hand signals when you're turning right or turning left that make the cars aware of where you're going to be motioning. And sometimes when you're first learning to cycle, that's not something you're aware of. Cyclists being unaware of helmets, that's a really big issue that makes it unsafe. I think a lot of unexperienced cyclists do tend to lean on the sidewalk side just because it does feel more safe.
Is a bike lane exclusively intended for cyclists?
Protected bike lane is specifically for cyclists. That being said, I think there's room in the future to kind of look at that. And also there's multi-use paths.
There are certain areas of the city and outside the city even that are more friendly to the implementation of a bike lane. But if you start looking at bike lanes in downtown Halifax, you're probably going to hear from some people, they were already pretty narrow. What are you doing? There needs to be room for cars, and there's already no parking. How do you deal with those criticisms?
Honestly, we're not trying to get a bike lane on every street in the city, because that's just not viable. We need to be looking at the big picture and looking with all modes of transportation. But you need to kind of create a full holistic network of cycling lanes. So, you know, if there's this larger downtown street that, you know, has a wide enough space and is a viable option for a bike lane, then yes, definitely implement it.
Do you receive any municipal or government support?
No, we are entirely based off of our own funds and our members.
Are you seeing an increase in people taking it as their mode of transportation to work, or are you seeing a decrease in it because there's always congestion that people are kind of afraid of?
there has been an increase. I think especially with global climate change, people are becoming more aware that, you know, we have to do something now to change how we're harming the environment. And cycling is a great way to do that because it's a zero emission mode of transportation. People still do get deterred from cycling in Halifax. But I think with the cycling lanes that have been implemented and the progress that's been made over the past couple of years, it definitely has increased. And I'm hoping that it's just going to exponentially increase as soon as we get a full network in here. And avid cyclists will still tell you, based on the infrastructure in the city, that, you know, sometimes they do have to cycle on the sidewalk, which isn't necessarily allowed in the city, but you have to do what you have to do when there's not safe infrastructure in place to make you feel comfortable riding. So I think having that protected bike lane where you can say, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be riding, I don't have to be swerving or trying to avoid moving vehicles or even just city infrastructure, is really, really significant.
Do all the buses have bike racks on the front of them?
Yes, they do.
But what about the what appears to be increasing number of people on tricycles and alternate forms of
the widths of where the tires would fit in aren't long enough, so they aren't really accessible for multiple modes of or types of transportation. So that would be something that hopefully could be addressed moving forward as well. We want everything to interconnect. You know, the Oval rents out for free multiple different types of bikes, as you mentioned, and we're actually recently donating one, and we're looking into adaptive bikes, which can be used for people with physical disabilities if they want to cycle as well. And there's so many different ones that the Oval provides. Yeah, they also provide some tandem ones that people can ride and enjoy.
Are there going to be more corrals and stations this summer?
Yeah, definitely. We're really excited once the snow goes away to implement our bike corrals again and keep working towards getting more cycling infrastructure on the streets. We worked in collaboration with the North End Business Association on an Agricola streetscaping kind of project. So included in that was our bike corrals and then kind of some complete streets methods as well, with, you know, advanced trees and planters and making a more pleasurable riding experience down the street. So really excited to be moving forward with that this summer. And we're just going to keep trying to find more ways that we can bring cycling infrastructure to the city.
If somebody wants to contribute, whether it be by volunteering themselves or to financially donate to your purposes or whatever the case might be, how can they do it?
cyclehalifax.ca, and we have a join page so they can join to be sign up for either, if they just want to be informed, they can sign up for our newsletter or our email alerts, or they can donate to become a member, as well as just sign up to be a volunteer. It's really just based on your preference. We're happy to have anyone interested and passionate to contribute to our efforts. And as well, if they have any questions, they can contact me at rachel@cyclehalifax.ca. Our Twitter handle is iBikeHFX, all in capitals. And our Instagram page is @CycleHalifax. And our Facebook is Halifax Cycling Coalition. We also have a map on our website called HFX Cycle Fix, and that actually allows users to put in where they see cycling issues around the city, and they just, you know, pinpoint them on a map, and then that gets back to us and it's shared publicly with the city.
To build on something that Rachel referred to during our conversation, the presence of paracycles at the Oval is a great opportunity for people with physical disabilities to experience cycling, and I'm tremendously pleased to hear that the Halifax Cycling Coalition will be donating a cycle to the collection of them that's already there to make it even more available for people with physical disabilities to experience cycling. In addition to that, I've partnered with Parasport Nova Scotia, Bicycling Nova Scotia, Cycle Smith, and others to put together a couple of try-a-ride sessions at the Canada Games Centre happening April 21st and 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. These sessions are free to the public, even if the particular kind of ride that you would need or the modifications you'd require aren't available during the sessions on April 21st or 28th, there's still some value in going because we can try to figure out what would work for you long term, and then you could join myself and the rest of the adult cyclists who are going to go down to the Oval and use the paracycles down there throughout the summer. My name's Daryl Osborne, and I want to thank Rachel Lynn for spending some time with me, and thank you for being part of Promoting a Cause.